When basketball great Michael Jordan announced his return to the court this past week, we were reminded of legendary ballet star Edward Vilela. He joined the New York City Ballet back in 1957 and had an illustrious career as a dancer for 26 years. He retired in 1983, but came back briefly 7 years later for a few encore performances. We reached Edward Vilela at his home in Miami, where he's been artistic director of the Miami City Ballet. Vilela says the decision to retire as a performer or athlete is one that is both physical and mental.
Classical dance has ongoing challenge. It's not just something that you achieve. It has an infinity of its own. There are ever-present physical challenges, certainly, and technical challenges. But as Michael said, the joy of this is that it's a mind-driven idea. It's your mind that drives your physicality.
What is the mental transformation that a dancer or an athlete like Michael Jordan has to go through in order to play the game, dance the dance they love so much, but in some kind of different way, make that adjustment to age, make that adjustment to the fact that they can't do physically what they once could?
Well, certainly experience helps to dictate that. As a very young dancer, I just flung myself out and just enjoyed the physical part of it, and then as one matures, one begins to find all of those other intimacies. As I say, this is indeed a mind-driven physicality.
Now, you retired at a certain point, but you did come back also, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell me a little about that?
Well, 19 years before I was asked to come back and do a specific role that Jerome Robbins had choreographed for me, and no one had danced that role before, and he asked if I would come back and do it, and I said, "Jerry, I'm 53 years old, give me a break here." And he said, no, go ahead, please. So I went back and spent close to a year getting myself into some kind of shape and condition. I put myself into a regime, and the most difficult part was to give up beer and Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And I went back and I did three or four performances of it, and it was my own kind of personal farewell. So it was a very, very moving and emotional experience for me, as well as physical. And certainly at 53, I was not capable of doing what I was able to do at 33.
You know, one other thing, Jordan says that he's very eager to go back because he wants to work with the younger players on the team. That's the challenge that he's found. And I know your work now with younger dancers. Does that love of passing on what you know, what you've learned to younger people, does that make up for what perhaps you yourself can't do anymore? Do you get the same kind of satisfaction?
Well, let's say it sustains me. There's nothing like the actual doing. There is absolutely nothing like it. But, you know, you sort of step back, and in my case, wow, I work with people like George Balanchine, Jerome Robbins, Igor Stravinsky. Something had to rub off. Now what do you do with it? You pass it on. It's a passing art form. What we are involved in is body to body, mind to mind. And my joy now, of course, is to see the light go on in a dancer's eyes as I'm explaining something and they get it. Wow. And then to look at a gesture and say, wow, there now is a mature understanding of that gesture. That's my pleasure. Now my pleasure also is to put 45 of these people together and have a curtain go up, and they do themselves proud, and I sit there and grin in the darkness of the theater as I look at them, wherein years ago I was up there with the lights in my eyes looking out into the darkness. So it's a nice way to return a debt, and I feel that I owe a debt to my art, I owe a debt to those people. Now I had the great pleasure and fortune to work with, and now it's my turn. You take as a dancer, and you give as a director.
Edward Vilela, artistic director of the Miami City Ballet, joining us from his home in Miami. Tomorrow, he marks his 65th birthday.